Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph. We will begin on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to learn the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that when Edom came to say testimony by Dinei Nefashos, they would cross-examine them with seven Chakiris Ubedikas. The Chakiris that they were quizzed was they were asking in what Shemitah of the cycle of the Shemitah cycle, did you see what you're testifying? What Shemitah cycle, what year in the cycle, what month, what date, what day of the week was it, what hour was it, and where did it happen? These Chakiris are critical, and if one cannot answer the Chakiris, then the testimony is automatically considered null and void, because as we've learned, we need to have Eidus HaTuyochel Azima. You have to have Eidus that can be made into Eidim Zoymim. And without the Eidim offering this information, it can become Eidus HaTuyochel Ahazim. Bedikas are all types of questions that they used to ask about the actual event that they're saying what happened. If somebody says that an event took place in a certain time, and it's under a certain tree, they ask him all sorts of details about the tree. They ask him about what the accused was wearing, the color of his clothing, etc., what type of clothing. The halacha by Dinei Nefashos is that if the testimony is not consistent amongst the Edom, the testimony is disqualified. Now we begin the discussion, what is the halacha regarding Dinei Mamnas? And says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Edom, if on the bedikas that we just described, some of the example of what bedikas are, if the edim contradict each other, sheira b'dinei mamnas. When we speak about dinei mamnas, the halacha is that the edus is a decent edus. And the way that we show him explain this Gemara is because when we speak about the chakiris that we mentioned, so if the Eidus is not, if they can't answer those questions, the Eidus falls, they can't become Eidim HaTuyochel Azima. But when we speak about the other questions, the Bedikas questions, that doesn't prevent it from becoming an Eidus HaTuyochel Azima. And since it's Bedinei Mamnas, as we're going to speak about in the Shir, that's why they're not critical to the validity of the Eidus. There's a different approach in the Miri, which the Miri's approach is that by Dinei Mamnas you don't have to have Eidus HaTuyochel Lazima. The Ran's approach to this Gemara is that the Chakiris are critical to the testimony, and without being able to offer that information, you really don't have testimony. Well, whereas when we speak about the Bedikas, they are not critical, crucial to what happened. And since they're not crucial to what happened, the halacha is if those questions aren't answered or there's an inconsistency, it doesn't become disqualified. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Mistabra Milsa Rabbi Yehuda, when do we accept what Rabbi Yehuda just said? Says the Gemara, but in a situation, Be'echer Oymer Ba'arniki Shchayra, that we're speaking about a loan, and one says that the loan was done, the money was taken out of a black wallet, and one says that it was taken out of Anaki Levona. It was taken out of a white wallet. So that's not critical to the loan. But in a situation where Echer Oymer Mana Shachar, one speaks about the coins that were used, and one says that they were old coins, Echer Oymer Mana Lovin, and the other one says that they were new coins, that's the way to understand this, then the halacha will be Eimet Starfen, that these two Edom cannot combine. So we see that by Dinei Nefashos, even being unable to be consistent about the color of a wallet would be disqualification. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Is it true that if those type of questions weren't answered, were inconsistent, it would be an issue by Dinei Nefashos? Ask the Gemara, Vam Rav Chisda, has Rav Chisda not taught us? If they're coming to say testimony about a case, Rachmanot Tzlan, of a murder, and one says that the murder was done with a sword,
Zachar I'm a baririn. It's a type of a spear horgan. The halacha is ein edus a nochen. The two edim cannot combine because that's considered the discrepancy about something which is crucial about the edus. However, ed amar kalev shall kalev shchayrim. If one says that the murderer was wearing black clothing, Vechar Omer Kalev Levonim, and the other one says that he was wearing white clothing, Hareza Nochen, then they combine. Because that isn't essential to the validity of the testimony. So we see that even by Dina Nefashis, the inconsistency is not critical. Answers the Gemara, Gavra Ravar Karamis. What kind of question is this? Rabbi Huda will hold that by dina nefashis, any inconsistency is a disqualification. Whereas Rav Chisda is going to disagree. And Rav Chisda is going to say that even by dina nefashis, this type of inconsistency will not be a problem. Nadar Yamri, but not a Gemara says, Nadar says, I feel like I'm a mana shachar, v'echar I'm a mana lovin. Even if one says that it was old coins, and the other one says it was new coins, the halacha is the mitzdarfim, they could still combine, even though what they were speaking about was the critical to the validity of the edus. Says the Gemara, Kaman, according to whom did Nahadoi say this opinion? Says the Gemara, Nahadoi is saying his opinion, Rabbi Shu ben Karcha, as Rabbi Shu ben Karcha taught us. Rabbi Shu ben Karcha said, we discussed in our previous shir, if two edim said testimony about two different loans, but both of them are saying that the loiva owes the malva a mana, so Reshub ben Karcha said that that is enough to be able to combine the two edim. So says the Gemara, because they're both agreeing that the loiva owes the malva that much money. So says the Gemara, that will be the opinion of Shub and Karcha here too, that the fact that one says it was old coins and one says it was new coins should not disrupt the validity of their edus. Ask the Gemara, aim the Shavalei of Shub and Karcha, when did Shub and Karcha say his din, his rule, Hecha deloy mach she'adodi? There's no contradiction. They're just saying, I saw this event and I saw that event, and the bottom line of both events is the same. But ask the Gemara, Hechid da Machashi Adodi, in our case, where the people are saying it was new coins versus old coins, Mi Omer, would Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha suggest that they could combine? This is a situation that there is a basic inconsistency to the type of loan that took place. There, Rabbi Shu ben Karcha, it's a contradiction. It's not just an inconsistency. So again, we need to find, where does Nadoi get to say what he said? It says, the Gemara, the Hud Amaka Haitana. He's following the following Tana. The Tanya Amram Shimon Elozer, Loinachu Beisham Beisela Shnei Te Edim, in a situation where you have two pairs of witness. She'achas Omeris, one says Messiah, that the loan was for 200 zuz. Vachas Omeris Mona, and one says that the loan was for 100. Sheish Bechlav Messiah Mona. These two Edim are not considered contradicting each other. One says it was 100, and the other one says that it was just 100 more. Again, we have to say that the two loans were the same time and the same place. Otherwise, there would be a contradiction. Amal Nechaku. Where do we have a machloika, says the Gemara, between Beisham Beisel? When we have kat achas, we have just one pair. One of these two edim says the loan was for $200, and one of the edim says the loan was for $100. Shem Beishamai, the opinion of Beishamai is nachlaku nadusan. So we don't have two edim, because for each number, we only have one aid. Whereas Beisel's opinion is, yesh b'chal masayim mona. So for 100, we hold that there is two edim, because as the Rishonim explained the opinion of Beis Hillel, there's nobody that's saying something according to Beis Hillel which is not true. Rather, the way to understand is that they weren't careful about identifying exactly how much was the loan for. And since they weren't careful, we say that there isn't really a lie here. The halacha is that the Eidim could be combined. But, says the Rama regarding this din, the when will this be the halacha that we can accept the testimony even with this inconsistency? Says the Rama is that when the person who's asking for the money, the malva, the taveya, is asking for 200. So he's asking for 200. One aide says indeed the loan was for 200, and the other says that the loan was for only 100. So then the Rama says, Beisel says, there's nobody really necessarily that we have to say who said something which is a lie, and we can let them combine. But if the aide said 100, if the malva only asked for 100, so then the aide that's saying that it was 200 is clearly saying something which is not true, because it's inconceivable that the malva should ask for less than what he was really entitled to. And therefore, in such a situation, says the Rama, even Beis Hillel would agree that we can't combine the Eidus. Continues the Braisa. Echer ay mechavish shayayin. If one says that he lent them a barrel of wine, Vecher ay mechavish al shemen, it was a barrel of oil. Have of the vasoil come to Ramami. There was such a situation that came to Ramami. A chayve Rav Ami, l'shlom chavita de chamri, that he has to pay the value, the amount of a wine barrel, migoy chavata de mishka. The value of wine, of honey, was more expensive than the value of wine. So everybody's agreeing that there was at least that much. And therefore, again, Beis Hillel, consistent with his opinion, will say that these two Eidim could combine for at least that minimal value. But ask the Gemara, Eimadam Rav Shimon ben Elazar, when the Rav Shimon ben Elazar say his leniency, Heich Doyesh B'chal Masayim Mona. But one said 200 and one said 100. So 100 is included in 200. But in this case, we're talking about two different types of items. One speaking about wine and one speaking about honey. Ask the Gemara, Kehai Gavna, in such a situation, is it possible to let them combine? Mi Omar, can we say it's combine? And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, we said before that the 100 is included 200. What does 100 mean in 200? They're both speaking about money. It's only a question about how much money. And as I said a moment ago, the Rishonim add to this, that it's not just the difference how much money. But when we speak about such a situation, a very important part of the consideration is that people make these type of mistakes. And people are going to say 100 instead of 200, 200 instead of 100. They're not careful to pay attention to exactly how much money there is. But therefore, it's a legitimate mistake. It's an understandable mistake. But when we speak about the wine and the honey, how are we going to explain away that mistake? Says the Gemara, the way to understand what's happening in the Gemara, let's rikhla demei. When they're speaking about the value of a barrel. And the question was it a barrel of honey? Was it a barrel of wine? Was it a barrel of oil? But a barrel is a barrel, and therefore it's a legitimate mistake. And another example, says the Gemara, Echra ayme b'diyuta hel yoyna. One says that the event that they're saying testimony to took place on the upper floor. Echra ayme b'diyuta tachtona took place on the lower floor. Amar Rav Chanina, says Rav Chanina, Masabal afnei Rebbe. Such a story came to Rebbe, the Tziref Edosan, and he allowed these two testimonies to be combined. And the reason that the two, so they're both, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, that the two testimonies were about a halva, but the question was that where did this take place? The Yuta Halyona, the Yuta Tachtoina, and they could combine. So of course the Rishonim ask a question, how could we let such an Eidus combine? When we allow such an Eidus to combine, where isn't this a problem? Because we began at the beginning of this year that knowing where something happened it's critical to make it Eidus Shata Yochel Azima. So how could this combine? Explain the Rishonim. If somebody says that happened on the upper floor, and somebody else says that it happened on the bottom floor, but they're both speaking about the same house, it's just upstairs or downstairs, that is not considered a disruption in Eidus Shata Yochel Azima. Because if somebody, if Aiden will come and say, well, how could you say it took place in this house, Imanim HaYisem, you were with us elsewhere, they could still say so, even if one said it happened on the upper floor and one said on the bottom floor. When is it a problem that there's an inconsistency? That's only when it will prevent it from being an Eidus Shata Yochel Azima. Here it's not a situation where it's preventing it from being to Eidus Shata Yochel Azima, and therefore they could combine. We learned in the Mishnah, how do we know that when the Dayanim leave the Bezdin, they shouldn't say, what should I do? I wanted to exonerate you, but my colleagues didn't. Says the Gemara, how do we know when the Dayan leaves the Bezdin? He shouldn't say, I wanted to exonerate you, but my colleagues said you were guilty. And as we learned in the Mishnah, we learned that there are Rishonim in the Mishnah that say that this Braisa says both Psukim. The Mishnah only quoted the Pasuk in Mishlei. Says the Gemara, there was a Talmud in the Yeshiva that there was a rumor that spread about him. More than a rumor, it was established. The Gola Misa the Itmer Bei Medrash Basa Esavatat Nishnin. He disclosed something that was discussed in the yeshiva 22 years ago. It says the Gemara Afke Rav Ami b'mei Midrasha. Rav Ami expelled him from the yeshiva because he said Amadein Galarazia. The Mefarshim pick up on the number 22. So I saw two pshatim. One pshat that I saw is that after 22 years, we see that even Yaakov Avinu, who didn't know where Yosef was for 22 years, after 22 years, it was disclosed to him, even though originally it wasn't disclosed. And that's why maybe we think that a secret that's disclosed after 22 years should not be a secret. Teaches us the Gemara that even after 22 years, it's still considered a secret. Another pshat that the Gross suggests is that 22 years is the amount of time that people usually remember things. After 22 years, he understood by himself, and he thought that therefore it's not considered a secret anymore. But it was wrong. Even after 22 years, you're not supposed to disclose, says the Gemara, any secrets. And the Chashukei Chemed has a most interesting question here. He says, here the Gemara is being so concerned about not disclosing confidential information. And of course he says that one of the places where when we think about this confidential information, certainly is when we think about a doctor. A doctor certainly is privy to much confidential information. But he discusses a situation where there's a doctor in a supervisory role in a hospital, and he has to do an evaluation on another doctor. And the question is, the way he's doing that evaluation is by he's dictating it to his secretary. And the question is that permissible? The secretary doesn't need to know. Well, the secretary doesn't have to know this issue. And in fact, Rav Zilberstein Shlita says he asked this question to his father-in-law, Rabbi Yoshev Zatzal, and he says that Rabbi Yoshev told him that the way he should dictate this is where that he should leave the name out, he should dictate the entire narrative, but not the name of the doctor, and he should fill it in by himself, not to tell the secretary. But he quotes the Shas of Tshuva Tzitzeli as a Chelichov Simen Nun Beis. He says that when one is hired for a position, that he has a secretary, an assistant to help him, part of that is that the doctor is going, it's understood that the doctor is not going to type the report by himself. He's going to have his assistant doing it. And therefore, just like the doctor is allowed to do it, so too may his secretary do it. He also says that when it's Lutuelis, when we're speaking about the doctor being evaluated to know if he could continue being a doctor, then the halacha is that the doctor may dictate this to his secretary. But he says that even if we're concerned about a doctor, who is going to be lenient about a doctor writing this type of report about another doctor, what will be the halacha about a doctor writing this report about a patient? And now the secretary will become aware of this patient's problem. Is that considered lashon hara, and that he shouldn't let her know? And he says again, it seems that the secretary is not really paying attention. She probably doesn't know the patient, and therefore we could be more lenient. On the other hand, he says, when we speak in a yeshiva and a rebbe or a principal is writing up a report about a Talmud, there he says we have to be much more sensitive, because the person there, it's much more likely to be written up by a person who knows this Talmud, who knows the family, and therefore we should be careful who should be exposed to that information. Here also we learned that Rav Ami expelled this Talmud from the yeshiva, which opens up a very, very sensitive and complicated situation. Under what circumstances may we expel a Talmud from the yeshiva? Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal in the Shalos HaTshuvos Mishnah Halachos discusses this question, and he says that depends what is the situation. He says that if he's going to influence in a bad way the other Talmidim, or he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if it's a situation that his behavior is just intolerable, then we may expel a Talmud. In the absence of those situations, even though maybe it would be easier for the Rebbe to expel the Talmud, the repercussions of expelling a Talmud are so significant, we should be reluctant to do so. Says the Mishnah, Kozman Shemevi Raya, as long as we have this in Torah, as long as one of the parties brings proof to his side, even if there was a din Torah already and there was already a determination, we could overturn the din. However, says the Mishnah, Amaloi, if Bezdin tells this litigant, Kol Raish Yeshlach, any point that you want to make, any proof that you have to your side, Hevi Mikavat Shleishim Yoyim, you have up to 30 days. And the Tiferes Yisrael says it's not that we're encouraging Bezdin to do so. We're speaking about a case that Bezdin did so. If Bezdin didn't give a date, then there's no limitation. So the halacha is if they gave this limitation, so the halacha is matzvah toch shlosh miyoyim, if this party was able to find something to prove his case within 30 days, so sir, he overturns the psak. However, l'achas shlosh miyoyim, if it takes place after 30 days, ain't a so sir, he doesn't have the ability to turn over the din. Shim Gamliel is not confident, is not satisfied. Sometimes it's not fair that there should be a limitation. Whereas the Tanakhama says we have to be concerned that if he found something after 30, it may be something that he just made up. Similarly, Amalei Heve Edim, if Bezin tells one of the parties, bring Edom to your favor. Vama Eli Edom, and he says, I don't have. Amaloi, and now Bezdin says, Havei Raya, or bring a Raya. Vama, and again, the Spaldin said, Eli Raya. And Lachazman, but after a while, Havei Raya is able to bring a proof. Or Matza Edom, again, in these cases, Ein Ezere Ein Aklum, once he admitted that he doesn't have any proof, then he can't bring them later. And the Rishash says that if we pay attention to the Mishnah is telling us even a deeper chiddush. Because the Rishash says, not only is this the halacha, that if this party said, I don't have any more Edom, I don't have any more proof, he can't bring it. Not only is that the halacha after the Din Torah was already after the Bezdin gave a psak. But even here, it's a case where Bezdin didn't offer a psak. It's not necessary for Bezdin to offer a psak. As long as Bezdin says that this is, as long as he made the statement, the halacha is he can't back out. Amar Shimon Gamliel. To which Rav Shimon Gamliel again disagrees. And he says, Ma yasa, what should a person do? That he wasn't aware that he had Edim. And now, Matz Edim, now he's able to find Edim. Or, he didn't know that he had proof to be able to exonerate himself. And now, Matz Raya, so it's unfair to treat him this way. Next, Ra, if a party saw Shemeschai Bedin, that he lost the Gnin Torah, Vama Yikru plenty v'yadeuni. Let these people come say testimony on my behalf. Oishay Tzuraim Atach Mendoza. All of a sudden, he extracts proof. Says the Gemara Reza in a klum. That's not acceptable. Because the fact that he had them available, he didn't say, I didn't know that I didn't have them. He just chose not to present them till now, is an indication that it's not true. And that the only reason he's proving, he's all of a sudden presenting them is because he saw that he's going to lose. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, halacha to Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding the first case. Since this party did not explicitly say Ein Li Raya, then even though the Bezdin put a statute of limitations, it doesn't make a difference. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Ein Halacha Kedivri Chachamim. Asked the Gemara, why was it necessary to say that? Pshita, Kivin Dama, once it was stated that the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, obviously, Miyadana, they ain't halacha chamim, then we know that the halacha is not the chamim. Answers the Gemara, Manatema, we might have thought, Hanamila l'chatchila. L'chatchila, we should follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel and accept something even after past the time the Bezdin offered a limitation. Avod b'dievid, if a Bezdin chose to follow the opinion of the chamim, Shapa dummy, we follow the psak, and as Rashi explains, because at the end of the day, the chachamim are the rabbim, and we know that normally the halacha is yochid v'rabbim, halacha k'rabbim. Ava the evet shapa dummy, but the evet if a bezdin followed the opinion of the chachamim, it's fine. Kamash Milan, that's why it was necessary to say that the evet madrina lay. Even but the evet we don't follow the opinion of the chachamim in this case. But then we learned the Mishnah, where Havalei Edim, where he was told to say Edim, bring Edim, and he said that he doesn't have. Again, Chum say, so then he can't bring later on. Rav Shimon Gamliel says he can. And again, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, V'Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yochanan, and Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel. So again, ask the Gemara, Pshita, Kivin Dama Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim, once we said the halacha like divrei chachamim, memeli yadana isn't obvious that the halacha ain't halacha of Shimon Gamliel. Answers the Gemara Hakamashma. What we're learning here is bahu and halacha of Shimon Gamliel. What he was trying to teach us is that here we're not following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel because of a kula to teach us in all the other places in Shas where if Shimon Gamliel says an opinion which is different than his colleagues, that the halacha in those situations are halacha of Shimon Gamliel. Lefukei damar Rabbi Rav Huna Rabbi Yochanan kamak m'shishana Rabbi Gamliel b'mishna seinu halacha ma'isai. That wherever Shimon Gamliel's opinion is stated in the Mishnah, we follow his opinion. Chutz mi orev. We learned in Masechta Baba Basra the case where somebody has a guarantor to his loan and even he was a higher level guarantor, we spoke about an Arif Kablin. So who do you have recourse first, to the Loiva or to the Arif? Rav Shimon Gamliel says you always have recourse to the Loiva first, and the Rabbanim disagree. They say you could go to the Arif first. But Sidon, where somebody said to his wife, I'm divorcing you on the condition that you give me my coat, and the coat got lost. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, she could give him the value of the coat and be divorced. The Chum disagree. And the last case is, this case, Raya Chroino, could you bring a Raya after you said you didn't have one? So according to Rabbi Rav Huna, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, even in the case of Arvat Sidon, only here, this is the only place where we don't follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, Hu Yunuka, there was a young Yosem, the Tavul Adina Kameder of Nachman, that he was called to the entire in front of Rav Nachman. Amar, and Rav Nachman said to Yosem, Isla Chesahadi, there was a claim that his father owed money. And Rav Nachman asked him, do you have Edim that your father paid off the loan? Amar Leilai, he said no. Isla Raya, do you have any proof that your father paid off the loan? And again, Amar Leilai, the Yosem said, no, I do not. Chayver Rav Nachman said that he has to pay the loan. Have a kabach of azel. And this Yosem was crying. And Shamachanech Inchi. And people saw that he was in distress. Amalei. And they all volunteered. Anan Yedinin B'mila Davuch. We know about your father's affairs. And we know that he paid off the loan. Amar Rav Nachman, to which Rav Nachman commented, Baha, in situation, Afil Rabbanan Moida. Even the Rabbanan will agree that this is acceptable, that he brings the Edom, even though he said he didn't have Edom. The Inuka B'mila Davi Layada, a child doesn't know exactly anything about his father's affairs. And therefore, I saw that the Rishonim suggest that in a case where it's a Yosem who knows, it's a Gadol, and he knew about his father's affairs, then the halacha is that he can't bring Edom after he said, I don't have Edom. Says Maraitis of the Nafik Shtarim Tusa Yoda. There was a woman that had a document and it was given in the Bezner of Nachman. What happened was that the Loiva paid off part of obligation, but he didn't want the Malva to hold on to the Shtar anymore because the Shtar had the whole amount and they didn't want to write a new Shtar. So they gave this woman to hold on to the shtar. Amalei, and then this woman said, Yadana by shtar de prey heva. I know that it was completely paid off. Says the Gemara Himna Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, we believe her, and the shtar cannot be used. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravala Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, based on what did you do this? Keman, Kerebi. It follows the opinion of Rebbe. The Amma Oisius Niknas Mesira. We discussed in Masecht of Baba Basra, if one could just sell a shtar chayv by transferring it to somebody. And there's an opinion that holds that it's transferable that way. And therefore, the Gemara is suggesting that when this woman was giving the shtar, it's considered in the halacha that she now is the owner of the shtar. And if she's now the owner of the shtar, it's her shtar, and she could say that it's a paid-up shtar. So we see that's the basis of that Psak. Says the Gemara, Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, that is not necessarily the case that we paskin, that giving a shtar to somebody makes them the owner of the shtar. The reason why this woman was trusted was for a whole different reason. Because if she wanted, she was holding the shtar. If she wanted, what she could have done is Ibayi Kase, she could have just ripped the shtar and then there would be no proof. And once they would have no proof. When she does say it, she's believed. Many Rishonim explain that it's like a migui. Ikadamri, loy himna, Rav Nachman. The Rav Nachman did not accept what the woman said that was paid up. Amalei Rav Nachman, v'boyi, if she would have wanted, kase, she could have burnt it. So believe her when she says what she says. Answers the Gemara, kivin deschazik, the Beidina. And there's two ways of learning this Gemara. One way the Rishonim learned this Gemara is that she had that Beis Din seized the shtar. So now, a migui is a good claim only when it's plausible. But here it's not plausible. They saw the shtar. Another Peshat Kivin this Chazak Beidina means that there was a hempik, there was a certification in the shtar. So Kivin this Chazak Beidina, once a shtar is here, so the migui of Kal Saloyam Rinan. Esau Ravler of Nachman. Simpin. Simpin, we know, is a shiver. And the Rishonim point out that the Gemara uses two different words to use for a shiver. Sometimes the Gemara uses the word simpin, and sometimes the Gemara uses shiver. And the Rishonim explain that when it's in the loiva's property, then it's a shiver. When it's elsewhere, it's a simpin. So says the Gemara, simpin. Sheeshlov Adim, Yiskayim Bechasamav. As long as the Adim testify that that's the signature, they're reliable. Eidalov Adim. However, let's say there are no Adim signed on the Shoiver. However, Vatzbetach Shlish, given by a third party, is the one that presents it. Oshiyot Achachitim Shtaris, that the simpan is written on the document itself below the signature of the Adim, kosher. Then we accept it. Alma, what do we see from the Gemara? That if there's something in the by the Shlish, then it's a whole different situation, and the Shlish has very strong namonis. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, who did not give this woman namonis, Tiyufta, the Rav Nachman, Tiyufta, Rav Nachman's opinion is refuted. Says the Makiros Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Etzisrael to Bavel, Omer Rav Yochanan, Oyla may be Raya v'soyser. A party to the Dintaira could always bring a Raya to overturn the Dintaira. Achi sosim to Noisav. Until he says, Eli loy eidim v'loy Raya. If he declares that I don't have any more eidim and Raya, then Omer Yikvu plenty of Viduni, then, as we learned in Mishnah, he can't overturn it. Hagufakasha. But the Gemara analyzes what we just learned. Amrit actually says to myself that if he says that I have nothing more to say, that follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, that once he says only Raya, he can't bring a Raya. For other Amrit, when only in a case where he said Kirvu ish plenty of Yaduni, that he says people, he doesn't bring new people, he brings people that he could have brought earlier, that's when we don't accept him. Also, which is consistent with the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, that if these people were not here, and now he brings them, we will accept them. V'chitei mekulei of Shimon Gamliel, says the Gemara, maybe to wait to understand the statement that was taught is as follows, that it's all really following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel, and the way to understand it is Purusha Kamishfarish. The second part of the statement is explaining the first part of the statement. My Shiyosim Tamanaisov, when is it considered that he has nothing more to say and he cannot bring any more Rayas or Edim? At Shiyomer, only in a case where he said, Kirva plani plani vedini. But otherwise, he can still bring Edim. But as the Gemara of Amar Rabba Bechana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kamak Mishana Rav Gamliel B'Mishnah Seinu, we just learned that we normally follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, but here Rav Yochanan said, we don't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. Halak Kamaisai, Chutz Ma'arvet Seidim V'Raya Chroina. Raya Chroina, we said, is our Mishnah's case, where Rav Yochanan says we do not follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Says the Gemara, the way to understand Rav Yochanan's statement is as follows. Ela, Kiyasar of Shmu by Yehuda, Omer Rav Yochanan, L'Olam, Mevi Raya V'Soysim. He could still bring Raya and overturn the verdict. Achiyosim Tamaisa v'yoymeloi havei edim until he has no more tainus. And Bezdin will say, "Do you have edim?" V'yomer and he says, "Ainly edim." Bezdin asks him, "Havei raya? Do you have a raya?" And he says, "Ainly raya." And then he can't bring anybody more because that is the opinion of the Rabbanan, who Rabbi Yochanan says is the opinion that we follow. Avil, in a case, says the Gemara, Ba Edim Mimdinas Hayam, that the Edim now showed up from Mimdinas Hayam, Oysoy Shadaski Shal Ovim of Gedspiyar Acher, all of a sudden his father's case was discovered. Then, even though he had said that I had no Edim or Raya, he could bring them. Because, I raised him every Raya, because this was something he had no ability to know about. And therefore, the fact that he says, I rest my case, is irrelevant, even according to Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi, again, said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Hatoykev es chaver bedin. If somebody forces somebody else to come to Din Torah, Echer Oymer Nodin Kan. And the Malva says, let's have the Din Torah in our location. Vecher Oymer Neilich L'makom Avad. And the other one says, no, I want to go to the Beis Avad because there are greater Talmidei Chachamim there. Says the Gemara, Kaifer Esai, he can be forced v'yayelich l'makom avad. That's where the entire will take place. To which the Gemara says, Amol fan Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe, Misha Nash b'chaver mona. I don't understand your psak. if the Malva is asking the Loiva to pay him back the money that he owes him. So now does it make sense, Yotzei Mana al Mana, that the travel expenses should be caught, should be maybe more than the whole value of the loan? And therefore, says the Gemara, Al-Kaifan HaSevedan B'Iroi, the Halacha is that the Torah takes place where? In their city. And from here, the Paiskim Tosfos takes out a very important Halacha. The Malva cannot say to the Loiva, okay, I'll go where you want me to go, but if you lose, not only will you have to pay me, obviously, but you're going to have to pay me the expenses. From here, we see that somebody who's called to Din Torah cannot demand his expenses be reimbursed. Because if he could demand that his expenses be reimbursed, then what the Gemara just said wouldn't make any sense. Et menami omer Rav Safran, shnayim shitznatz bedin. We have two parties who are having a Din Torah. One says, let's have the Din Torah here. Let's go to where the Talmid Chachamim. The Halacha is the Din Torah has to take place where they are. But the person who wants to go to the Beis Avad is saying, I want to go to the Beis Avad because there they are greater Talmid Chachamim. You won't be able to necessarily be able to paskin. So the Gemara says it may indeed happen that they won't be able to paskin. So what they should do is, they ask a question to the greater Bezdin. And now the Gemara tells us another halacha. If the party says to the Bezdin, please tell me what was the basis of your psak, they have to give the reasoning, so that he should be able to take that to a greater Bezdin and decide. Continues the Mishnah. If there's a case of Chalitza, the Yavama goes to where the Yavam was to have Kedei Latira to do the Chalitza. The Reb Cheskel Abramsky says an interesting story. He says when he was a young man, there was a Din Torah that came to his father-in-law, who was the Rav of that town. And the Rav of the town, Rav Cheskel Abramsky's father-in-law, said that Rav Cheskel Abramsky should be the one to do the Tanis, to do the Din Torah. And the Talmud Chacham, one of the parties to this Din Torah, was a very big Talmud Chacham, and he presented all of his reasoning why he should win. And as I said, he was a great Talmud Chacham, and it seemed that he had a very solid case. Rav Cheskel Abramsky said, I need 6 hours to decide. And he sat down for those 6 hours, and he thought that this person who had presented his case with all of this Divrei Torah was right. And then Rav Cheskel Abramsky, upon reviewing his entire case and all of his proof, actually saw that he was supposed to lose. And he told them the psak, and the person who lost, this Talmud Chacham, said that we just learned, and the Shulchan Aruch and Shechai Shemish with Simon Yud Dalet says that the party has a right to say, Mehechen Din Tani, said Rav Cheskel Abramsky. What you have to do is that you have to first follow my psak. You only have a right of Mehechen Din Tani only after you paid. And Rav Cheskel Abramsky explains why. He says, only after you paid money, then you could complain, I wasn't obligated to pay the money. Until you paid the money, you don't have a right to have to be determined, to say, how do you know, why did you pass in that way? And actually, the Shal Satchuvus Radvaj says the same thing, that you can't ask for Eichen Din Tani until you follow the psak that was given. At Kama, says the Gemara, how far does the Yavama have to travel to the Yavam? Amarava, I feel him at Tveria Tzipuri. Even if it's a long distance from Tveria to Tzipuri. Amarav Ga'ana Maikra, Vakare Loi, where do we see that she goes to where he is? Because the Pasuk says, Vakare Loi Zikne Iroi, his city Vloi Iro. Amar Meme, Hilchas HaKaifan HaSoi, if the Baal Din wants to have a Din Torah in his city, Yelech L'Makna Avad. Says the Gemara, how do you say so? Amar Lei Rav Ashi L'Meima, that if he says he wants to go to the Vad, we have to have a Din Torah in the city. Says the Gemara, If it's the loiva that requests that they should go to the Veis Havad, the malva says no. Aval, malva, if the malva is the one that wants to have the din Torah there, the halacha is, as we described, ever loiva lish malva, and the loiva is subject to the malva. Says the Gemara, shochlei lemar ukva. They sent, the Bezdin Tveri sent to mar ukva. L'doylai kebab esye. L'mi, who look to the individual, the zizlei kebab esye. The person who looks like Babas, the daughter of Basya, who is Moshe Rabbeinu. Shalom ukven habavli kabel kadmoni. Shalom, they give him a greeting with shalom. And they say, ukve habavli kabel kadmona. Ukve habavli complained, Yirmi achi heve alayas aderech, that Yirmi, my brother, didn't act appropriate with me in a financial situation. V'amrloi, hesiyu v'yir penenu b'tferia. Come here, they should come to Tveria to din Torah. Why was he compared to Bas Bisya to Moshe Rabbeinu? So one pshat is, we know Moshe Rabbeinu was a tzaddik, and they were saying that he was a tzaddik. Another pshat that I saw, that it was actually about tshuva. But just like Moshe Rabbeinu overcame his Yetzahara, they say that Moshe Rabbeinu maybe had nisyonis. He was, the Baal Shem says that what made Moshe Rabbeinu great is that he was able to overcome his natural tendencies. And that's why, says the Sefer Dibre Shloima, Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as the Ben Basya, the son of Batya. He wasn't the son of Basya, he was the son of Yecheved. But just like Basya overcame where she came from, as the Pasuk says, V'teilich lirchitz al anar, she went to become a Geyiris, so Moshe Rabbeinu overcame, and so did Mar Ukva. But says the Gemara Gufa Kasha, you said, Amrit, Emriloi, Alma, Dainina Atem, that the Yanim were telling Barukva that you should do this din Torah. And they said, Hisu v'yira p'nayna b'tvarya, Amul shadruach, that he should come here. Alocha Amrlei. Says the Gemara, this is what the Dayana Tveria sent to Marukva. Amrlei, tell Yirmiya that he should try to make peace with Ukvin. Dainay Atem, Itzayis, you should try to get involved to settle the matter. And if he listens, Tzai is fantastic. Vimloi, but if he doesn't want to come, then if you can't get him to come to you to din Torah, then you will not have any choice but to force him to come to the Bezna HaGadol that he can't get out of. Rashi says it was a different situation. The case was a case of Dine Knossos Hava, or Bebovel like Dine Knossos, and Bovel, we know that there was no smicha. And only a bezdin of smuchin could do the niknasas. Why did they say it this way? They should have just said, you can't try such a case because you don't have smicha, because they wanted to kedelach lekavel marukva, they wanted to show him respect. And as the Mirik says, even this is obvious that he can't do the Torah, he doesn't have smicha, he's in Golas, but still they wanted to say it in the most respectful manner that they're going to get involved, not because there's anything wrong with him. Hadron Lachsabar, Hadron Lachsabar, Hadron Lachsabar.